thank you. I'm going to say a quick prayer here. Father, just thank you for another opportunity. Another opportunity and privilege to be able to come here and worship and hear your word. Father, speak through me today. I've written a bunch of notes, but Lord, it can't be me. They have to be you. So Lord, I just give you all the praise and glory for what's going to happen in the rest of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Well, everybody usually starts with a story, so I'm going to start with a story today. All right, most of you, I'm sure all of you know that I really like to play golf, okay? So I'm a great golfer. Now, if you believe that one, I'll tell you another one. Well, they always say, if you're playing, no matter who you are or whatever level you're at, you will hit one shot in the round that Tiger Woods couldn't hit any better. And that's why you keep playing. Well, the title of this today is, What's on Our Sign Out Front? His Strength Works on Our Weakness. And I listened to Tammy on the computer the other day, and he was talking about living a convicted life. And I thought to myself, okay, what does that mean? And I came to the understanding that leading a convicted life is a lot harder than I thought it would be. I didn't think, it's easy to say I'm convicted, but how easy is it to live each and every moment of each and every day convicted to what we really believe in the Lord? Because we all go through different things in our lives. We have every one of us in this room has stuff going on different every day. Debbie said that this morning she got told she has diabetes. Well, she didn't expect that. Kat didn't expect what happened to her. And what happens when we go through stuff? We think about the stuff. We allow our emotions and our fears and all the other things that go on in our life take over, and that conviction in the Lord kind of, well, we believe it, but I think I can work this out on my own. And it doesn't actually work that way. Because the harder we try and work it out on our own, at least in my case, in experience, is the worse it gets. Because I don't know the answers. I know who knows the answers, but I don't know them. So what am I doing? I'm losing my conviction. But see, the one thing I do understand about the whole thing is God has the strength and the wisdom to help me to get through all that without me putting all the effort into it myself. He just shows me what to do and gives me the peace that I need going through the things I go through in my life. And you can look at it as a weakness, when our emotions and that fall upon us. Maybe you can call it a bunch of different things. You can call it a shortcoming. You can call it a character defect. It's kind of like we're living our lives and we're going through everything and everything's fine. It's like a new car. It's a beautiful new car, and you're driving it down the road, and next thing you know, somebody bumps it and puts a dent in it. Now it's not new anymore. And when you get the dent in your life, when you get that bump in your life, that because it causes you to weaken your conviction and not rely on God's strength for your weakness, you know, what happens? What happens to a car when it gets hit? The structure of it, the rigidity of the car is compromised. When we allow our emotions and everything else to take over, you know, our lives and not rely on the Lord, what happens to us? Our structure in the Lord gets compromised. And we're no longer the new guy that we were when we got saved. You know, we were talking about the time when we were getting saved back in Sunday school and how on fire everybody was and how we felt like the Lord was so strong in us. We knew that everything was going to be just fine. And then life came. The next day came. And the next day after that came. And the next issue came up in our life. And we use that, you know, I don't want to say we're weak all the time. I'm just saying when the weakness in our life takes over our conviction and our strength in the Lord, that's when we're going to get off base. Like I said, I got lots of notes. You know, when Kath started having all the health issues, I kind of got knocked down off of my regular life. Because I was just kind of cruising along. You know, Kathy and I were kind of cruising along and our life was really good and it's still fantastic. But when the health issues came along, I didn't know what to do. Let's just put it this way. I knew what to do, but I decided not to do it. And it took a lot for me to understand that I had to get back to my foundation, which is Jesus Christ. And to get back to my foundation, I had to get back into His Word. And I had to find my strength in that, not in me. I can't fix what's going on with Kathy. I can ask her 1,000 times a day, "Are you okay?" And I know she gets tired of hearing that. And I know she's okay, but she doesn't need to tell me she's okay 1,000 times a day. But I've also told her if I had to go through what she's going through, I couldn't do it. I'm not sure I could do it on my own. You know, that's where we get weak. We allow things to take us down off of our faith. We allow things to get into our mindset and not really rely on God's word, but we try and rely on ourselves. And I need to work on that. I need to work on that a lot. I was looking to myself first when stuff started with her because how am I going to do this? You know, if you're a guy, like most guys in this room, I will say, I'd say 99.9%, if something comes up, the first thing you say is, "I can fix that. I got it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it." You know, did you ever try and put something together without the instructions, and when it gets together, what's it look like? It looks like a mess. You know, sometimes you can't fix it on your own. You know, you have to rely on those instructions, and those instructions are in this book. They're not in me, and they're not on a piece of paper that comes in the box. They're here. The instructions for life are in this book. And that's God's strength in our weakness. When we're faltering, we need to rely on God's word. And we need to rely on other believers. Because, you know, we can read God's word and sit there, but we need other believers to reinforce us, to encourage us. God's strength is in all of us in this room. Each and every person in this room has God's strength and wisdom in them. We just need to reach out and accept it and take it in our hands. You know, we don't do that a lot. At least I don't. I don't do it as often as I should. But I should accept it for what it is and know that it's there all the time. First Corinthians 1:25 says, and when I read this, I kind of went, you talk about truth. This is truth in its purest sense. If you're walking and talking in this earth, this is truth in its purest sense. It says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than the human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than the human strength. How foolish can we be? How wise can we be? Solomon was considered the wisest man that ever lived. What happened to him? He tried to rely on himself, and what happened? Didn't work out so good. But when he was relying on the Lord, what was he? Everything was given to him that he wanted. You know, why don't we accept what God wants to give us? You know, he wants to give us peace and mercy. He wants to show us love. He wants to encourage us. He wants to strengthen us through our low times, lift us up through our low times. You know, it's not always on our time either. It's on his time. You know, this is a cookie-cutter world right now. Everything has to look the same. Everything has to be instantaneous. You know, that's not life. That's not reality. Reality is God's timing is everything. And he will get us through whatever situation we got. He'll get it through our weak times. He'll get us through, give us our strength in our strong times. How many times have we seen pictures or have heard a story of somebody in an accident and some guy pick up the car and somebody gets out? And they say, oh, that's superhuman strength. You know, that's not superhuman strength. That guy, when he walked up to that car, he said to himself, I'm going to lift this car and get this person out. You know what? It might not have been spiritual to him at that moment, but it was faith. That he could do it. That's amazing. You know, we don't always have to make it a big spiritual thing. It has to be faith. It has to be faith in a higher power, higher person. God is my higher power, as they say in the meetings. But God is my strength in all things. No matter what happens, he's my strength. And it's my choice. And it's my duty, I'd say it's my duty, to reach out and accept his strength in whatever's going in my life. And I want to do that. You know, I don't always have the strength that I need through things. I've got sorrows in my life. Kathy today asked for prayer for our daughter. I'm so sad for that, and I don't know what to do. But I've tried everything humanly possible, I think, to try and make it work. But I have to rely that God's in control of her. Whatever he's got her, wherever he's got her at this point, it's his. And I can't do it. I can't intervene. And I don't want to intervene. You know, the Bible's got a bunch of different places where it shows us God's strength. And here's another one. In Joshua 1:5, it says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you." But this is verse 6 is where I like it. It says, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and courageous through your weak times." And the only way you can be strong and courageous in your weak time is to have faith in the Lord. You can think you are, you can go through the motions, but your real strength and courage is going to come through the Lord. I know that. I look back in my life and I see lots of things that I went through before I ever knew the Lord, that I went through that I thought that I would never get through. And some of the things, I won't say some of them, I will say most of the things that I went through came out so much better than I would ever have expected, because God was in control of them. And I didn't even realize that until years later. I looked back on things and I went, I should have been in jail for writing bad checks. Judge actually told me, he said, if you ever do it again, you'll get 5 years. You know, that guy, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to let me walk out that door. He could have gave me the 5 right there. When my son was, and I was a single parent, and he was 4, I think, and he needed to go to preschool, and I wasn't making much money, and I knew I couldn't afford it, and I went and talked to a church over in Hyde Park, and they said, sure, he can come here, and don't worry about it. We'll give him a scholarship. So he went to preschool. And I'm looking for a babysitter, and they said, don't worry about it. There's a lady right across the street. We'll hook you up with her. And I did. I mean, it was one thing after another. God was in control of each and one of those. And I was so discombobulated and hopeless, feeling hopeless through all those times, that I didn't know what way to go. But all that's just 2 or 3. I can name another 15 or 20 that he was in control of my life and in control of what things were, how my life was going to be. And even meeting Kath. Who would have ever thought that I would have, after 2 failed marriages, think that I want to get married again? You know? My own father even said, what are you doing? But I walked into a bar that I had never been before. And she walked into the same bar that she had never been in before. And that's how we met. And, you know, and the place was packed. I could have walked up anywhere in there and never met her. But I walked to exactly where she was sitting. And it was, and I knew that God had a plan for me. I knew, and I didn't know it was God, but I knew when I left there that I had met someone special. That took all, you know, I mean, think about that. I'm sure everybody in this room can think of the same things. In your low times, he'll never leave us or forsake us. It says, be strong and courageous through your weaknesses, knowing that God is with you. He will always be with you. His strength can get you through anything that you're going through. All you have to do is take advantage of it. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? They can do some stuff to us, but in the end, God can defeat any of them. How many times or how many songs do we sing where we hear the line that says, say the weak are strong? Well, we are strong. So I'm telling you today, when you're feeling weak and you are strong, because we have the strength of the Holy Spirit living within us, and all we have to do is reach out and take it and ask God to lead us through our weakness. Don't let your strength of conviction falter because of incidents in our lives. Reach out and grab his hand and let him lift you up. For the Lord our God is faithful. And as Tamme said, the three things at the end of his sermon, God will find a way. And he will find a way to help you through whatever you're going through. And this is up. I found this saying up in the club I go to. And I hope it helps somebody because it helps me when I read it. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning. So no matter what you're going through, you can't start it over. But anyone can start today and make a new ending. Let's make a new ending today and rely on the strength of the Lord to get us through our lives and through our situations in this crazy world that we're living in today. Because the strength of the Lord is over the top. Picture Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then picture the Lord 10 times bigger, 1,000 times bigger, because that's where he is. He has the strength and the power to get us through anything we have, and he also has the grace and the mercy to help us when we're tired and weak. So let's rely on the Lord today. Let's rely on his grace and his mercy and let him give us peace in our life today. Because, you know, that's all we need. It's time for Christians to stand up and rely on the Lord and quit playing at the edges and go for it full bore. Rely on the Lord. Thank you.